Hey there, anger warriors. Leo Weston here, your resident frustration fighter and host of the Frustration Furnace, where we turn that fiery mess of anger into fuel for positive action. You know that feeling when you're simmering with rage, just about to explode? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there's a way to not only handle those explosive moments but actually use them as opportunities for growth? Today we're diving into the cool waters of mindfulness, specifically exercises that even the most action-oriented grump can learn and benefit from. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, mindfulness is for hippies, hear me out. Mindfulness isn't about becoming some Zen master who floats above life's chaos. It's about being present, aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like this. You've got a powerful mind, but it's often running on autopilot, spewing worries and regrets like a broken vending machine. Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button, taking a step back, and consciously choosing how to respond instead of reacting impulsively. Alright, so let's get down to brass tacks. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll make mindfulness your new best friend. 1. It's not about emptying your mind. Ever tried silencing the constant chatter in your head? Yeah, me neither. Mindfulness isn't about erasing your thoughts. It's about observing them like clouds passing by. Acknowledge them, let them drift on by, and focus on your breath. Think of it as mental decluttering. You don't have to get rid of everything, just create space for what really matters. 2. Breathe, my friend, breathe. Our breath is a powerful anchor in the storm of emotions. When anger starts to flare up, take a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose, feeling your belly expand like a balloon. Exhale slowly through your mouth, letting go of tension with each exhale. This simple act can instantly calm your nervous system and help you regain control. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional thermostat. 3. Body scan, baby. Ever feel that anger tightening your shoulders or clenching your jaw? Mindfulness involves paying attention to physical sensations too. Try a body scan by slowly bringing your awareness to each part of your body, from your toes to the top of your head. Notice any tension, tightness, or heat. Acknowledge these sensations without judgment and gently encourage them to relax. This helps you become more aware of your body's signals, giving you an early warning system before anger boils over. 4. Get those senses working. Anger often throws us into a tunnel vision, focusing solely on the problem. Mindfulness encourages us to open our senses and engage with the present moment. Listen to the sounds around you, the chirping of birds, the hum of traffic, or even the gentle rhythm of your own breath. Notice the colors, textures, and smells in your environment. This can help shift your focus away from negative thoughts and bring a sense of calm. 5. It's a practice, not perfection. Don't get discouraged if your mind wanders. It happens to all of us. Just gently redirect your attention back to your breath or the present moment. Think of mindfulness like learning a new skill. It takes time, patience, and consistent effort. The more you practice, the easier it becomes to cultivate that inner peace even amidst life's frustrations. Okay, let's bring this down to earth with a real-world example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, bumper to bumper, engine idling like a caged beast. Your frustration is reaching fever pitch, honking horns, frustrated drivers, and the burning sun beating down. Instead of letting anger take over, try practicing some mindfulness. Take a few deep breaths, focusing on the coolness of the air entering your lungs and the warmth of the air leaving your body. Notice the sights around you. A vibrant flower blooming by the roadside, a child waving excitedly from the backseat of a passing car, or even the changing patterns in the clouds above. By engaging your senses and shifting your focus, you can transform that frustrating experience into a moment of mindful awareness. Remember, anger is a natural emotion, but it doesn't have to control us. By incorporating mindfulness exercises into our daily lives, we can learn to navigate those fiery moments with grace, clarity, and even a sense of humor. So take a deep breath, embrace the present moment, and let's turn that frustration furnace into a powerful engine for positive change. I want to hear from you. Share your mindfulness experiences, tips, or struggles in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to the Frustration Furnace so you never miss an episode packed with practical tools to conquer anger and unlock your full potential. Until next time, keep it mindful, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.